The post-14 Eagles sweep the Minot Vistas behind three big performances at the plate. I'm Jaron Matheny with Local Sports from NewsDakota.com. Reagan Sortland, Carson Orr, and Preston Gall all had huge performances at the plate on Tuesday night at Jack Brown Stadium as Jamestown post-14 swept Minot post-26, 8-4 and 19-0. Jamestown originally fell behind 1-0 in game number one in the top of the second, but tied the game in the bottom of the second with a sacrifice fly from Reagan Sortland. In the third inning, though, of game number one, Jamestown's offense exploded, scoring 5 runs on 4 hits to push past the Vistas. Orr drove in 2 runs with a single, and then Sortland had a bases-clearing double to push Jamestown ahead 6-1. The Eagles scored all 5 of their runs with 2 outs in the third. Jamestown was able to keep Minot at bay from there as Mason Lunsman picked up the win in game number one, going 6 innings and striking out 10 batters, allowing just 1 earned run. Out of the bullpen, Thomas Newman pitched the final inning, giving up an unearned run for Jamestown. Sortland finished the day at the plate in game number one, 1-for-1 with 4 RBIs and 2 walks. Carson Orr was 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs and 2 runs scored, and Gall was 1-for-1 with 3 walks and a single. The Eagles drew 11 walks as a team in game number one and then put up 20 hits in game number two to win 19-0 and complete the sweep. Jamestown had 13 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning, capped off by a Preston Gall grand slam. Gall was 4-for-4 in the second game with 3 runs scored and the grand slam. Peyton Hochalter got the win on the hill in game number 2, striking out 8 and walking just 1 in the shutout victory as the Eagles move to 7-11 overall on the year. They'll be in Dickinson for a doubleheader on Thursday night. If you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, you can always head to NewsDakota.com.